Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hello, everyone. How are you all doing? Thanks for being here. Thanks for joining me. It's a late one for me, guys, in the UK. It's 1:30 in the morning, and I am severely jet-lagged. I have just done an overnight flight from Florida back to the UK, 9 hours. Me and my wife and my son all slept in till 12 midday today. Or should I say Tuesday, because we're still on Florida time. So that would have been 7 a.m. Florida time when our bodies woke ourselves up. And for me right now, it still feels early enough to do this live stream. So here I am. Here I am, and I'm feeling rough. I'm feeling tired, but I'm wide awake. So let's do a 50,000 subscriber live stream, shall we? A bit of a celebration. A bit of something worthy of getting together and having a bit of a chat about. And to be honest, guys, like I said, I've been on holiday for 2 weeks. I need catching up. I need to get back into this game. I need to sink my teeth into the recent events and just find out where we're at with this conspiracy stuff, you know, and what's been going on the world stage, what they've been presenting to us. As you can see by the thumbnail, I'm aware of a couple of things that went down, which we're going to look into today, and I can give my 2 cents about, and we can talk about and see what's going on with this. But yeah, guys, today I really want you in the chat to tell me what's happened in the last 2 weeks that's worthy of note. Is there anything you need me to look into, anything you want me to talk about? Any events or topics or theories or things that just happened that just need to be discussed. I believe there was also an aurora borealis further south than usual in the UK. I remember people talking about that as well. And of course, when you're in the millennial rain game like me, that is an eyebrow raising event for sure. I also believe, are we 30 days past the eclipse now or something like that? Are we hitting that point that everyone said, oh well, you know it was a warning, and obviously 30 or 60 days later is when sudden destruction comes upon people after an eclipse or something like that. I remember people, all the doomsday sayers were saying, give it time, the eclipse is just the first sign, you know, and then about a month or two later something's going to happen. Are we hitting that point yet? I don't know. could that eclipse have coincided with another sign in the heavens? I don't know. Seeing the northern lights all over, says MJ. Again, I have no idea. I have yet to see them myself. And maybe I just need to look out the window and see if I can see anything. But I am back from America, and I need to be caught up with what's going on. While we just wait for people to roll in, I guess I can give you a bit of insight to what I learnt on my holiday. I've literally switched off from this, you know, from the YouTube channel. You've been watching releases from my Patreon backlog for the past 2 weeks, and there was a couple of pre-recorded videos in there I did do just especially for the 2 weeks as well, discussing a couple of millennial reign things, a few snippets from some live shows and interviews I'd done prior, but a lot of the videos you saw were videos that were recorded months ago after I do live shows with guests. I like to do a bit of an after show talk. And some of those are not suitable for YouTube, but the ones that were, I released to the public while I was on holiday. So that's what you've been watching. And while I've been on holiday, you know, I have been in Florida, in Orlando, for, yes, you guessed it, a Disney World holiday. Again, I had a good time, don't get me wrong. So it was enjoyable to spend time with family there. It was an amazing place. It's a very hot, beautiful part of America. It's a very tropical, you know, and I enjoyed being there. I enjoyed driving on your roads, but I'll get into that in a little bit. And but the reason we ended up going there is because on my wife's side of the family, someone came into a large sum of inheritance and invited us along for a big family holiday there. It was otherwise a place that was extremely out of our price range, but it was made slightly more manageable thanks to their help. So we took it, we took the offer, you know, and I enjoyed the experience of being in America for the first time. Yeah, I've learned a lot about your culture that I otherwise did not know prior. Never mind the Disney stuff, you know, maybe I'll make a separate video about all that. Because I remember I did make one when I got back from Disneyland Paris. And I think I made the video called Everything is Ruined. And it was a bit of a joke video. You know, I wasn't being too serious, but it was basically like a play on the idea that, you know, once your eyes are open to this type of stuff, you can't really enjoy things anymore as much as somebody who doesn't know these type of things. You know, everything has kind of got a bit of a taint to it. Who knows? Maybe I'll do an Everything is Ruined part two about this other trip. I don't know, but I don't want to disparage the trip too much because I did have a good time. You know, it was not, and it was just nice to take a break for 2 weeks. But while I was in America, I learned a few things about you guys. So for my American listeners out there, I'm sure you'll appreciate this. But I learned that you guys like to basically put sugar in everything, every single piece of food I ate. Whether it was from all the takeaways or in restaurants or on the parks or just anywhere at all, it was just injected with sugar. Everything was sweet. Things that shouldn't be sweet were sweet. Like basic wholemeal brown bread. I bought it thinking I'm trying to be healthy, you know, and obviously it's good for you and all that type of thing. And it felt like I was eating cake. Like you guys need to stop that. You've got a problem. Stop it. Okay, that's not good for you at all. Everything is sweetened. It's ridiculous. It's sickly. It's disgusting. I just wanted just something plain and bland and boring and savory for once. But I couldn't find anything like that anywhere. It all had sugar in it, and not if it wasn't sugar, it was salt. Like everything is either extremely salty or extremely sugary. So I've learned that about American food. Your portion sizes are ridiculous. Absolutely stupid, in fact. The 7-Eleven Big Gulp, you should be ashamed of yourselves. That needs to stop. That's not something to be proud of. As delicious as it was, I do like your iced Coke that you sell there. That is quite interesting. I enjoyed a lot of that as well. I've learned on average, your cans of Coke and bottles of Coke, so handheld small bottles, you know, yours are ever so slightly bigger than the UK's, and it's noticeable when it's in your hand. So a can of Coke in the UK is 330 mils. For you guys, it's 375. It's only a little bit more, but it's enough to be noticeable in the hand. It's odd. Your bottles as well, in the UK, I think they're about 500 mil. There in America, I think yours are like 660 mil or something like that, or 700 mil. Everything is just bigger in America. Your roads are wider, your cars on average are just huge, and your tax system is ridiculous. For some reason, you guys don't incorporate tax into the price of things until you get to the till and it just gets slapped on the end of it, and then you realize you're paying more for what you thought. In the UK, it's already added into the price. It's advertised and you never have to think about it. So I don't know why you guys haven't bothered to switch that over yet. It just seems bizarre. Why does it matter that you know how much it costs before tax when you're going to pay the tax whether you like it or not? Do you know what I mean? Don't you just want to know what price it is with the tax immediately? I'll never understand that system. Your tipping system is odd. And now I appreciate why you have tips there in America. I'm not saying tipping's wrong because obviously your workers in restaurants and those type of fields don't get paid a basic minimum wage and the tips make it up. So I understand that. But the way you guys do it is you seem to charge us twice. So maybe it's what you do to British people, but you charge us for the meal. But then you put a hold on that, then charge us again with the tip, and then days later return the amount without the tip. It's really strange, and it's not good for people who don't have a lot of money in the bank accounts. So that's odd. I don't know why you guys do that. But for all the things I've noticed there, one thing I did notice about you guys, which is amazing, is your gas, as you call it, we call it petrol for your car, is incredibly cheap. Like, stupidly cheap. And if you ever complain about your rising gas prices You can just shut the hell up right now, because you guys have no idea how good you have it for prices of petrol out there. Like, I rented an SUV for 2 weeks, okay? And an SUV tank is quite large. It's larger than the average car's tank. I think my tank is 50 litres here in the UK, and I have a hatchback, five-door. An SUV, I imagine, is about 60 to 70 litres, maybe, or something like that. To fill a full tank, an SUV tank from zero to full in the UK would probably cost me about 90 to £120, which is about $150. To fill the full SUV tank when I was in America cost $48. Like three times less than what it would cost in the UK. Okay, that is incredibly cheap. Like ridiculously cheap. And granted, you guys seem to drive everywhere. Okay, and your cars seem to be gas guzzling monsters. Like stupidly wide, large tired, heavy beasts. Completely unnecessary, by the way. I don't know why you've done that. It's just it seems to be the American bigger is better worldview from what I can gather. But yeah, you do drive everywhere and everything is like miles away from each other. So you have to drive if you just want to go to the corner shop. You have to drive for 10 minutes, it seems. It's just how your country's laid out. I didn't see anybody walking on the sidewalks, barely. It was very rare, a rare occasion I saw anybody outside walking somewhere. You all drive everywhere. So maybe the cost is cheap because you use it more often and that balances out and it ends up costing the same. I don't know, but yeah, your gas prices are ridiculously cheap. And it's probably because your country itself is a gold mine of fuel, right? You all have your own reserves and supplies, natural resources. So maybe that's why it's so cheap for you guys. I don't know. But yeah, honestly, I have zero sympathy if I ever hear an American complain about rising gas prices. Seriously, I am not going to care about that in the slightest. Okay, but it was interesting. Driving on your roads as well is a terrifying experience. Not only is everything mirrored to England, you drive on the opposite side of the road. And also, your steering wheel is on the opposite side of the car to British roads and British cars. That took some getting used to. After a day, I would say I pretty much got that down, and I was used to driving on the other side of the road, no problem. The thought was more scary than the actually doing it. But then, after 2 weeks, I'd say I pretty much mastered the American roads, and I also realized that there are no rules. You guys are insane when it comes to driving. On motorways or freeways, as you call them, or interstates, or whatever you want to call them. I had to drive up and down the I4 every morning and every evening to get to and from the Disney parks, and if it wasn't rammed with traffic, then it was rammed with people going insane speeds. Like, you guys have a 65 mile an hour speed limit, but everyone's driving 80 to 90. You have like four lanes or three lanes. And the right lane is supposed to be the slow lane, and the left lane you're supposed to use for overtaking. Now, in the UK, we have a similar system, okay? The further out you go from that slow lane, you only use it for overtaking. Okay, that's what it's used for. Nothing else, nothing more. You do not undertake in the UK, you only overtake in those lanes. In America, you have no lane discipline. Everyone's undertaking and overtaking everybody from every angle at any moment without indicating, constantly. And it's no wonder you have a stupidly high amount of accidents and incidents on your roads, because there's no rules. There's just zero rules. No one follows the speed limits. It's kind of just a gentle suggestion from what I've gathered. Maybe you should go this speed for your own safety, but don't let me impede on your freedom. You go as fast as you want to go. I feel like that's more what the signs are really saying to people. And it's kind of, the fast lane's the fast lane, but it doesn't matter where you are, you can go as fast as you want. And the lanes are just there to I guess that you Americans use lanes just to indicate where you're going to go. Where you're going to come off, not to actually use it to overtake correctly and safely. Okay, so we have it's very different in the UK. Now, for as aggressive as people on the roads are in America, when you're not on the road, you're all very polite and lovely people. Very, very kind people, very friendly. I'll say that, but you're not friendly when it comes to the roads. No, not at all. It's a wild west out there on the roads in America. It's nuts. Your stop sign system is ridiculous. It's an honor system. Like you go on the assumption that the person who's coming from the left or right is going to stop when they hit that sign. And I know it's a legal requirement that they do stop at a stop sign, so that person can, who got the first, can go. You know, I understand, but there's no guarantee somebody is going to stop. It's kind of because you built your cities as grids. I guess it's too expensive to put a traffic light system on every single cross junction or crossroad, because you just have an infinite number of them, because everything's a grid pan. So you only put them on the most busiest of freeways, you know, of cross junctions. And most of the time you just put up a red sign that says stop and hope people just stop. Now in the UK we have windy old roads, roundabouts, and when it comes to every cross junction we have, it's all traffic light controlled always, you know, because we don't have many of them and it's easy to do. But you have this stop sign honor system, which again is just wild. And the amount of videos I've seen online prior to coming to America that my wife couldn't help but watch of Americans just crashing into each other because people don't stop at stop signs is through the roof. And I was terrified, you know, that I almost died like 16 times on the American roads. And it's not because I'm a bad driver. I'll tell you that right now, you know. And you have this weird system where if it's red at the traffic light, you can turn right anyway, as long as it's clear. Like, I utilized it, but I felt wrong every time I did it. It felt wrong to do. But I had to do it because the guy behind me is beeping his horn saying, "Come on, buddy, go." It's a right turn, you know? And yeah, everything about it was just weird. But I learned a lot. I learned a lot, and I'm glad I have the experience of driving in America under my belt now. Because I guess that means if I ever come back to the States, I could confidently just get in a car and go now. I feel like I get it now. I understand the rules, the systems, and how it all works, you know, and obviously driving on the opposite side of the road as well. I got disturbingly comfortable with driving an automatic as well. I've always driven manual. Well, I think you call it stick over there, but I've always driven it. You know, the gearbox is always controlled by me. And I ended up hiring a manual over there, sorry, an automatic over there. And that was a pleasant experience. I'm not gonna lie, I did enjoy that. And when I came back and had to drive manual again, I was like, oh, this is gonna take some getting used to. And I actually did stall because I forgot that I have to control and put the clutch in myself. So that did happen. But there you go, guys. A few things I've learned about America. You put too much sugar in your food. Your roads are a wild, wild west. Your gas prices are insanely cheap. And you're a lovely, very polite people. I'll say that. Even if you are from Florida, still very nice. So there you go, guys. There you go. There's a quick update to my 2 weeks. I didn't. You had a heat wave in Florida. If you're from Florida, you'll know this. But it's been very hot during the time I've been there. I think it was like 30, it was almost 100 degrees Fahrenheit, I think is how you guys describe it. For us, that's like 33 to 34 degrees Celsius, something like that. And it felt like 42 degrees Celsius. It's been horrible. I am too white. I am too far from the north of the hemisphere. I do not like the heat. I cannot stand hot weather. It is disgusting for me. It makes me feel sick. And I was walking for hours and hours and hours for miles every day in this scorching, disgusting, horrible heat. And I just hated all of it, all of the heat. I just cannot stand it at all. I was caked in Factor 50 sun cream. I've come back whiter than when I left. But yeah, guys, it was very hot in Florida. And you know, if it was my choice of holiday, I'd like to be a bit further north of the equator myself. Maybe I think I'm gonna book a trip to Norway next time, get a cruise to go see the Northern Lights or something. And you know, a nice segue there, talking about the Northern Lights. While I was away, it appears the Northern Lights have been appearing everywhere, and people quite far south have been seeing them. I say far south, you know, people in England have been seeing it, which is an unusual occurrence, you know. And I remember seeing a bunch of messages showing me the Northern Lights here. My friend's WhatsApp group chat was saying, "Have you seen them yet?" And I was like, I checking out, I was like, what's going on? And yeah, apparently people in the UK were seeing the Northern Lights. And yeah, you know, that's probably like a nothing occurrence for most people who live quite far north. You know, and I know the scientific explanation is that whenever there's a coronal mass ejection from the sun, when that energy from the sun hits the Earth in space, the charged particles or the energy, you know, affects the north and south poles where that energy kind of accumulates, and that causes flare-ups of the lights. You know, of the electric charge particles, which we call the aurora borealis. That's the scientific explanation, and I think they say, you know, the coronal mass ejection that caused the Northern Lights at this start of May may cause more when it comes back around at the end of May as well. I've seen that somewhere. So that's the scientific official mainstream explanation. But when you get a conspiratorial like me, you know. For people in our realm, I've heard the speculation and the thoughts that, oh, is this the beloved city coming closer? Like, is it on the move? Is something happening? Is this actually is this a sign that things are in motion? And if Jesus Christ is at the north, and the Aurora Borealis is the emanations from his floating city, the New Jerusalem, Zion, you know, Mount Zion, where he is, or is it the energy even emanating from him himself in the center of it all? And if we're seeing it, does that mean something's happening? Is it moving, or is it going to become more visible, or is it descending or becoming out of heaven into reality again, or whatever state that thing is in? We don't really know. We don't know if it's physical, spiritual, invisible in a spiritual sense, and is going to become visible, if it's floating incredibly high in the sky, or if it's already on the ground. We don't really know the details exactly. But when the Northern Lights start to flare up, not trusting the mainstream narrative on the matter, we have an interesting alternative view now, don't we? Could these be signs of Christ's kingdom, the camp of saints, doing something, perhaps? I have also heard in the past, you know, it could be emanations from the throne of God in the center of the earth as well. And that could be true too. But is New Jerusalem in a metaphorical sense kind of like the throne of God come to earth in a way? You know, the mountain of God, the holy mountain, shall we say, something like that. Who knows? Who knows? But yeah, what did I see here? I've got some cursory glances here. If I share the screen, doing some cursory glances here at the Northern Lights, and it says, when can we next see them? And I think it's saying here, if you slept through the rare opportunity to see the Northern Lights in the UK, you may have another chance. For the first time in 20 years, the rare phenomenon was visible in Britain. Ribbons of pink and green light, thanks to an extreme geomagnetic storm. With the return of the incredible views, everyone is wondering when they'll get to see it again. And it's saying here, although they reappeared last night, so that was a few days ago, it may be the last time they are visible for at least the next few weeks, says the Met Office. So it could happen again, is what they're saying, in a few weeks' time. The sun is approaching a solar maximum, and it reaches once every 11 years when activity is its strongest. So we're at a solar maximum right now. I remember the last time this happened was 2012, the end of the world phenomena. The sun was at a solar maximum, and everyone thought there was about to be a pole shift. If I remember, all this language is taking me back to the days when I used to watch Suspicious Observers back in the day, you know, and I was prepping and preparing for the end times, the cataclysmic events, you know, of 2012 and the end of the world. All this, yeah, this just takes me back. Oh, this sure takes me back. But in this new perspective that these lights could be emanating from the Jesus Christ himself in the center of the earth, or his city at least, the Emerald City, you know, if you want to talk about it from Wizard of Oz metaphorical perspective, you know, this place where the guy who controls everything from behind the curtain truly is a metaphor for God, if there ever was one, you know. Maybe that's what's going on here. Maybe we're seeing some activity here. Maybe. But I don't know. Who really knows? You know, what do you guys think? Let's go back to the chat here. Let's switch that image back up and let's see what's going on. I'm going to catch up with you guys quickly, and then we'll talk about this the Eurovision Song Contest and this very sus looking portrait of the king. But yeah, let's see what's going on. Art, thanks for being here, says welcome back. Thank you, it's good to be back. Lucas, I was on the last couple premieres and no one was in the chat really at all. Yeah, Lucas, like I said, they were just throwback videos from a backlog of Patreon videos. I didn't ever expect them to get many views or traction because they aren't exactly new content, but it was just something being released while I was on holiday, so I didn't have to think about it, you know. Crystal C, thanks for being here. LVK, great to see you. The UK, yeah, there's an election happening this month in the UK. And my wife literally just sat down when we're having dinner and said, oh, we're having an election. Like, apparently that has just happened. It's been called for or something. And I'm not going to lie, Art, I have completely switched off from British politics. I have not paid any attention to what's going on there in over a year. Like, I'm just done with that. I honestly do not care anymore about politics and UK politics and which party or what. All their promises are lies. They're all controlled. I don't care. It doesn't matter who you vote for. The government wins. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm too busy focusing on other things to care about that right now. Elizabeth Joyce, thanks for being here. Welcome back. That's great. Seeing the Northern Lights all over. I noticed some people saying they didn't see very much colour in the sky, even though the aurora was supposed to be in their area. The colours only showed up when they filmed the sky. Oh, that's interesting. Kalex, hi brother, thanks for it. Yeah. Think for yourself, test. Okay. Florida is beautiful. So great to hear you had a nice time. It's a really beautiful place, that's for sure. Think for yourself says, can I not recommend the only free speech platform left? Is YouTube deleting my comments every time? Think for yourself. I have no idea what you're talking about there. YouTube does take comments and withhold them. If you try and post links to other things, it usually immediately gets rid of the comment. For some reason, YouTube doesn't like your posting links. So if that's what you tried to do there, that's probably why your comment disappeared. Florida is beautiful. Where did you go? I just got here, says Kanga. Well, there you go. Did you have any Florida man encounters? Florida man encounters? MK Ryan? You're going to have to fill me in on what that is. I don't think I did have any encounters with anything odd or off or demonic. During the Epcot fireworks display, there was a thunderstorm happening. And there was just one section of the sky that kept lighting up. And there was an odd glowing red circle that appeared every time the lightning flashed in the same spot in the clouds. That was odd. I've never seen anything like that before. And then the second time I saw the Epcot fireworks, there was a lot of helicopters flying around. But before the helicopters turned up, I did see, just going past the moon, one of those typical flying white orbs. You know, which I've seen hundreds of in my time since looking up at the sky a lot, you know, in the past decade. But it was one of those ones that swims through the air like a fish, you know what I mean, and doesn't act like a normal mechanical machine, you know. So I did see a bit of odd phenomena in the sky in Florida. You guys do certainly have those fake-looking clouds over there, which are being influenced by some kind of electromagnetic frequency, that's for sure. There's a lot of that going on as well. Other than that, I didn't get any spiritual weirdness going on much in Florida. Just some very sweet, sugary-tasting food, no matter where I went. Yeah, that's it. Was it real sugar, says R? It's high-fructose corn syrup, I think you guys use over there. It's in everything. It certainly has a very distinct flavour, I'll say that. Oh yeah, and I got a glimpse of a band called Simple Plan as well while I was at Disney. Yeah, they were playing on in the Epcot stage as well. My wife likes them. I didn't really know who they were, but then when I heard them, I did recognize the sound, that's for sure. Welcome back, Paul says Birdwatcher. Thanks for being here. That's great, thanks. Oh, Janelle's left a super chat. Bless you and your family from hot Arizona. Yeah, I'm sure you understand the heat as well. Thanks for that, Janelle. I really appreciate that. That means a lot to me that you would support me like that. At least we don't eat pork and beans for breakfast, says Justin Space. Hey, don't knock it till you try it. There's nothing better than some. Oh, there's nothing better than bacon, sausage, and egg balm. That's basically a bun to you guys, or cake. Do you call tea cakes? I don't know what you call them. It's bread, basically, just meat slapped between bread with an egg on it. And yeah, having some beans on the side is a good thing as well. There's nothing wrong with any of that. Some mushrooms too. You guys haven't lived until you've had a full English. You do not understand. You do not understand. It's something else. I mean, I went to IHOP and I had what you Americans call breakfast. It's not good. Okay, what you guys eat for breakfast is no. Nah, your eggs are terrible. Your scrambled eggs are awful. I don't know what you've done to them. I don't know how you've managed them to get them to taste like that, but it's terrible. Okay, you guys have. Maybe it's the butter you use. I have no idea what it is. Everything's got butter on it in a weird way as well. You have like some kind of weird bitter butter that they put on top of the pancakes, which is just sick and disgusting. Your bacon is all strip bacon. So there's no real meat there. It's all fat and it's all burnt to a crisp and crunchy, which is just terrible. What else? What else is wrong with American breakfast? I can think of while I'm on a tirade here against you guys. Let me think. Like I said, everything's just sweet. You put maple syrup in everything, and everything's just I don't know. Sugar waffles is your staple thing, isn't it? For some reason, you guys don't understand what a hash brown is. You just slap a bunch of shredded potato together with some onion and fry it and think that's a hash brown. Now, hash browns need to be condensed together into one compact shape to make it work, and you guys fail miserably at that as well. Your like I said, your eggs are terrible, your bacon's crunchy and hard with no real meat on it at all. Your sausages are okay, you can't really go wrong with a sausage. Yeah, I'd be upset if you managed to fail miserably at that. What else can I say? No, that's pretty much it. Yeah, too much sugar. You guys have way too much sugar in your diet. It needs to get knocked out. It's terrible for you, absolutely terrible. The coffee was good. I'll say that much. Yeah, even just your straight up coffee is good, but you guys don't just put milk in the coffee like we do and have no sugar. You have creamer, which is extremely sweetened milk. It's kind of like, why? Like, can't your coffee just be bitter? You not just enjoy it like that? I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, sorry, you came for the beans, so I came for you the rest of your breakfast there, just in space. You know, don't come for the British bean. That's all we've got. Think for yourself. I have a Rumble account. Sugar cheap is expensive. What, you think gas is expensive, Lucas? Is that what you're referring to there? Go to Dubai and see how low the gas is there, says Colin. Yeah. It's the same here in WA, 120 to fill a full tank. Yeah, but $120. What's that in UK money? That's about 90 or something like that in UK money. I'm not sure. Maybe it's different everywhere. But in Florida, gas is cheap. Gas is extremely cheap. Like it's unprecedented how cheap it is. Compared to UK prices, it's a fraction. It's a fraction of the price, a third, if possibly less. Life Station Express, Linda. Wow, I thought our gas was expensive. Yep, nope, it's really not. Compared to the rest of the world, compared to Europe anyway, no. You have very cheap prices. Is there anything you like, dude? What the fuck is this American bashing? Hey, look, man, I'm allowed to have an opinion. The weather was nice. The scenery was nice. The country is beautiful. The people were lovely. But the food, you know, I don't get me wrong, your steak is amazing, your burgers taste amazing, where the green, you know, your fast food is amazing, your service is amazing as well, don't get me wrong, but there's just too much sugar in everything. Everything is sugar, like where sugar should not be, like, and I got sick of it. It's just the way, I can't help it, unfortunately. I'm not America bashing, I'm having a laugh. God, can people just not take a joke? Wow. What else have we got? Fuel prices differ greatly from state to state, from town to town. Yeah, I can imagine that's true. I believe the octane is lower, isn't the highest octane 95? Well, what I was doing was the cheapest 87 octane. Yeah. We don't think it's cheap, says Kanga. I don't think anyone in America knows how outsiders truly feel America. Yeah. Fuel should be below $1 a gallon, but obviously the demons in charge want to make us pay every way possible, says Gottkind. Yeah, well, you know, I agree. And fuel prices went up astronomically in the UK. I mean, they were already astronomical, but they went up even higher when the whole thing with Russia kicked off. But they just used that as an excuse because they never came back down again, you know. And the whole Ukrainian thing happened. But that wasn't the reason the prices really went up. They were just using it as an excuse to jack the prices up, that's for sure. It was easier when communities were small, people were in easy walking distance of shops and restaurants. Walmart and other big box stores put the smaller stores out of business, says LV. Yeah, that's true. I went to Walmart a few times and Target as well. And you know, they are very large stores, aren't they? They take up a lot of space, I'll say that much. And but in the UK, I was underwhelmed. I was expecting these stores in America to be a lot bigger. But actually, in the UK, we can give you a good run for your money. Ours are very similar size, actually. I would say Walmart really went all out with the scale of their stores. But it seems to be happening everywhere. But where there's a big chain, a lot of space gets taken up, that's for sure. Crazy drivers are a fact in the USA, says Clemonster50. Yeah, you know, I wasn't surprised, don't get me wrong. But it's also a Florida thing. We're beasts, as Live Station Express. Everyone's saying my state's worse than the other states. Started a state war. To be fair, I hear that Florida is literally like the Wild West. Anything goes. I'm sure other states would feel different. Maybe, I don't know. Florida is not a good reflection of America. We hate it when Florida and Georgia drivers are in our states. We don't know how to. They don't know how to drive. Maybe that's the case. Yeah, you know, what do I know from my one visit to the States there? But what I can say is it was nuts. You guys are nuts in Florida when it comes to driving. You have no regard for your life or anyone else's life on the roads, from what I've gathered. I almost died like 16 times from people undertaking me, speeding up to purposely not let me into exits I needed to exit from. All sorts of crazy things happening, you know. I agree about the drivers. Most of them are crazy, but have you seen videos of people driving in India? No lanes, no lights, no crosswalks, a million vehicles just going everywhere. It's insane. Oh yeah, I'm not saying they're all you're not the worst country in the world for driving, that's for sure. But in the UK, we just have so many laws and regulations on the road. It's just a completely different world. It's something else, you know. We are very friendly, yes. You are very friendly, yeah. Yeah, this honestly, the people I met were amazing. The Americans were actually great, you know, but it's the systems in place in America that have issues, and your food is poison. The E numbers you have in food, like, it's terrifying the effects those things have on you. Like, we don't have them in the UK, they're illegal, okay? And for I've realized now that's actually probably a good thing. It's one thing that someone got right somewhere for some reason. Like your E numbers, like these are things like red 40 and yellow 30, or those type of things that are in your ingredients, and where colorful things happen, like sprinkles or rainbow dipping dots, if you know what they are, you know, things like that. You know, I tried them and instantly I got a headache and I felt an extreme buzz from them, like I was wired, and it lasted like an hour or two, and then there's a hard crash that comes after it, okay? And it's only whenever these bright colours are involved that I feel this, to the point where I literally took away from my son the same thing after I ate the full thing. He was halfway through it. I took it off and said, that's enough, you're not having any more. And whenever my son did have these E numbers, I saw a distinct change in him. He looked different. His eyes were wired. He behaved terribly. He became a monster, an absolute nightmare to not control, but just get to listen to me. You know, it's like he wasn't there. It's like he didn't exist anymore when he had E numbers in him. It's like the rest of the world had just disappeared, and he was just hyper focused on something else that I couldn't see. It was odd. And I noticed a pattern because he only had them a few times, and I watched the second and third time he had them. I watched him as it happened, and I was like, "Yep, these E numbers are nuts. Kids should not have these in their system. Adults shouldn't even have these in their system. It's terrifying." And I am lucky. I had brought with me into the country British sweets, where it's illegal to have E numbers. So when he did want sweets, you know, I felt bad because if he's a toddler, you know, he doesn't know the difference, you know. And luckily I had British sweets to give him, so he didn't know he wasn't getting, you know, the E numbers and that sort of thing. So it was fine. But it's just, that was terrifying to see. Like, that's scary. Like, that is very scary. One thing that I thought was funny is your radio stations you have in America. They are hilarious. Some of the conversations I heard on your radio stations were ridiculous, and some of the adverts you guys have out there on your radio, they are so funny. Like, it's just, I don't know. And the amount of drugs that are being advertised all the time as well is wild. Like, because our medical system is completely different to yours. It's all privately run in America, isn't it? You know, you don't have like a national health service like we do. Where it would be illegal to try and sell drugs, you know, over the radio. But you're constantly being sold like injections and pills and super drugs and all these type of things that's supposed to solve all these problems from drug companies over the radio. And it's so odd to hear that, you know, that, and you're seeing signs all over the place advertising a new brand new wonder drug some company has created, this new pill. And it's kind of like, none of this can be good for anybody. It's all I'm thinking. Like, none of this can be good for anything. That is ridiculous. But it was funny because the adverts are just hilarious. Like the people who talk in the background and the descriptions about, you know, how the drug helped them, and it's just funny. You guys crack me up. If you ever played like Grand Theft Auto, you know, the maybe GTA 3 or 4 or 5, and you listen to like Chatterbox another radio stations, the spoof ones they have on there, I realized they're not really spoofs. Like, that's pretty much exactly how your radio stations really are, and it's funny. This is funny. It was just funny. A funny moment for me. No offense. Why come to America? It seems like you hated it. No, I didn't hate America. No, I didn't hate it. Like I said, it wasn't actually... it was a choice in a way. But no, we were invited to come. And a lot of it was paid for by family who had come into inheritance. That's why I... You know, we wouldn't have otherwise been able to afford to come otherwise. But it just worked out that way. And I was glad for the experience. You know, there's a lot. I saw a very commercialized touristy part of America. I know that, you know, I'm being a bit tongue in cheek here with my criticism. Don't get me wrong. I know it's not a representation of all America. Please don't get me wrong on that. You know, I'm just I'm having a bit of fun. All right, guys, I'm having a bit of fun. Hey, folks, he had a good time. Exactly. There you go. Yeah. Linda gets it. Um. Welcome to Florida, baby. It really is like paradise. Hot, but never like a desert hot. Humid too, but the most fresh water springs in the world, and scores of animal species and fruits growing everywhere. Yeah, your oranges were delicious. That's true. Florida oranges were pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie, they're a lot better than British oranges. Sage just thought he was being a little rude. Yeah. Every state has different driving culture. Floridians are terrible. In Maine, we go 5 to 10 over the limit, and mostly nobody passes on the right. Well, that's better. Yeah, that's what happens in the UK as well. How would you know whether he'd like to know without going? Use your brain, says my wife. Yeah, absolutely. Also, he didn't say he didn't like it. He was mentioning things he learned. So that's true. I've just learned that it's a different world. It's a different culture. You guys have a very different culture to us. It's so vastly different, like it in attitude and everything. It's and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed experiencing that. So don't get me wrong, guys. All right, I'm not American bashing. I'm literally telling you what it was like for a British person to be in Florida. It's insane. My wife says the sausage isn't great. JT, oh, he's here. Huh? Good to see you, JT. Yeah, well, we threw y'all's tea in the harbour. That's right. Yeah, what can I say? You've already kicked us out anyway. Doesn't matter, does it? Sorry, guys. I am way behind on the chat. It's a meme of sorts because all the horrific news headlines that start with Florida man and end with whatever some idiot did in Florida. See, that's not a meme I'd be aware of, MK Ryan, but now you've said it, I can imagine it. What's this? Someone's given us an example of Florida man eats someone's face, story at 11. Yeah. It always happens in Florida, eh, guys? Is that the case? Congratulations, brother, says JT. Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks. No meat pies. Full English breakfast minus black pudding, says Art. That's right. Yes, I often skip the black pudding myself, and that random slice of tomato they give you as well for some reason. I'm not interested in that either. A full English breakfast here would have to come with a defibrillator. It certainly would, yeah. And you'd definitely supersize it and slap a pancake on the side as well for no reason. The way I scrambled eggs is delicious. I only use real butter, says K-Fit. Yeah, me too. I only use real butter too. I'm not a fan of the margarine or the I can't believe it's not butter spread. That stuff is awful. Salted butter. Ooh. IHOP ain't the spot. Go to First Watch. I don't know. I don't. I ate at many places. One place I really liked was Panera Bread. That place was delicious. You do good sandwiches there, I'll say that. You got any fish and chips, Governor? Oh, that's a bit of a stereotype. But that being said, me and my wife did get fish and chips last night as soon as we got home from Florida. That's the first place we went to to get something. So you're not actually wrong there. We are walking, talking stereotypes, absolutely, hands down. Anyone for chicken fried steak? You're describing food made by restaurants. That's not how most of us eat. No, I know it's not. I know I'm not. I'm generalizing. Okay. It's the way we British people do it. All right, we generalize a lot. We're not serious. My wife says she's been to a few states. It's basically the same everywhere. Yeah. I think people are different everywhere. You know, you'll always have some who do and those who don't. I'm sure there are many people who eat healthy, and then there are probably a lot of people also just don't, just eat nothing but crap all the time. It's a bit of everything, but even in like when you go shopping for yourself at a store, you know, and you try and buy healthy things, you guys probably just don't notice it because you're in it, but it's different, okay? A loaf of bread to you guys is not the same as a loaf of bread to us. Okay? You can get the most basic bread in America and it still has been sweetened. Like it's odd. And we have this thing in the UK, okay? Legally, Subway in the UK is not allowed to advertise their bread as bread. It's technically cake, okay, because of the amount of sugar in it. And I'd say the same thing for pretty much all bread in America. It's practically cake from what I've gathered. For some reason, and again, maybe you probably don't notice it because you're so in it, but that's something at all. I don't think Keely misses it all, says MK Ryan. And does it hurt that not everyone worships Americans? I think the whole thing is shit, but it's our shit, I guess. Yeah, look, guys, defend your country. I'm not, whatever. You know, I'd come back to America. It was fun. It's a fun place, that's for sure. Maybe he was channeling the Nephilim. We're not all the same, says Janelle. No, of course you're not. Of course, I know you're not. I'm the most anti-English person from England. Yeah, like look, there's serious issues in my own country. I am very well aware of that too. Yeah, and you know, if you criticised England, I would be like, yeah, you're right. I know, we have some serious problems, don't we? I would definitely be like that as well. I'm not. I have very little pride for country myself. It's not that I hate England necessarily. I think it's a beautiful land. It's the systems I have no pride for, you know, the institutions. But England itself is beautiful, like the land, the atmosphere, the air, the foliage. You know, the ecosystems here, the lakes, the rivers, the mountains, all that sort of thing. I like it. I like the nature of Britain. I don't like the systems. They are terrible. Yeah, we have a messed up country, despite the way it looks. It looks beautiful, but it's messed up with the way it runs. You must return and eat more states. See more states. I will. Well, I plan to. I'd love to do a road trip through America. I would, and to see it all. I really would. I hated coming back from Germany because of the food. Was the food in Germany good? I imagine it was. America is cooked. All our food is GMO. Whenever I went to Europe, the food tastes so much better. Not even because of the added chemicals, but the actual crops are 100% different. Ours are trash, says Yahweh's Lord. Well, I could definitely taste a distinct difference in the food in America to Britain. Like it's like an undercurrent of difference. Like all the food is different. Even when I'm eating something like I've ordered the same thing I could get in England, it's completely different. Okay, like something as simple as Coca-Cola. Okay, your Coca-Cola is very different from British Coca-Cola because you use high fructose corn syrup instead of just cane sugar, like we use in Britain, and it makes all the difference in flavor. Like all the difference in flavor. It's ridiculous, and it has a different effect on you. It's odd. It's very odd. And this is just something you might not realize, but your Fanta, for example, orange Fanta, is a very dark orange. Ours is a pale, closer to yellow orange. And it's because of the chemicals you use. There's something, there's a difference between in everything. It's not like it's the same in every, something's off about your food. And I could tell it with every sip. And I am extremely sensitive to chemicals in food. I always have been. I get migraines from sweeteners. I had to cut sweeteners out of my life when I was a teenager because I realized they were my main trigger for severe crippling migraines. It was aspartame specifically, which was in diet products, that was actually doing it to me. And once I cut diet products out and got rid of that chemical, my migraines pretty much stopped. But when I went to America, I feel like it didn't matter what I drank, it would give that same effect. It's odd. And I had to be, I mainly just drank water, to be honest, because of that, bottled water, whatever I could find. Pib is so good. I wish I could take that home. But at the same time, I did go out while we were there. We sampled a lot of food from a lot of places. Yeah, it was good. You did have some good food too. Like I said, the steak was incredible. Like you guys know how to cook. You can cook a good steak in Florida, I'll say that. I only go to restaurants that serve fish and chips, and I always order it. I would love to see England someday eat real fish and chips. Do you we have we literally have a fish and chip shop on every corner. It's ridiculous. Like it's lots of fish. We have a lot of fish and chips. And I don't even know. I don't even know why. I really don't get why it's such a main staple of our country. I mean, I do eat it. I wouldn't say regularly, like maybe once every 2 months or something like that. It's just another option, you know. Come on, Paul, the weather is shy. What in the yeah, the weather in the UK is awful. You're right, I know it's terrible. But when it's not awful, it's really nice. Like England looks good when it's sunny for a little bit. But most of the time, no, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible, yeah. Florida weather is great. It is good. Well, look at me triggering all the Americans here. I'm sorry if I've offended anyone. I'm not trying to offend anyone. Right? Like I said, the people are lovely. And I did have a good time in Florida, don't get me wrong. I did just notice a lot of things which I just aren't for me, you know, and are just odd, just different. It's a different culture, you know. Considering we speak practically the same language, we are worlds apart in attitude and culture and worldview. It's completely different. 40k sub live stream next. That's right, Selena. Yeah. Oh well. We put dyes in everything that are banned pretty much everywhere else, says MK Ryan. Yeah, you do. You do. It's everything's your colors are extravagant in food, which just shouldn't happen. All Coke is sugar. Yeah. It just depends where you source your sugar from, isn't it? Like I said, high fructose corn syrup seems to be America's main source of sugar. We use cane sugar in the in Britain. Sugarholics here for sure. Yeah. The chemicals they use in sweets are scary. I don't get the hype for American sweets here too, by the way. All the American sweet shops in central London. Have to be some sort of money laundering front. Yeah, no, we don't really. Sweet shops aren't really a big deal in the UK, that's for sure. So when you do see them in the touristy areas, I suppose it's a novelty for people who travel, isn't it? You know, British sweet shop type thing. I don't know. Right. Anyway, guys, that's enough America bashing for now. I did have something to say about your popcorn, but maybe I'll save that for another time. The gist of it is you put too much butter on it. Butter should not be on popcorn. That is disgusting. You should once again be ashamed of yourselves. But I'm going to leave that there. Let's move on to another topic. So when I was away, I was checking Telegram every now and then, just popping in to make sure everything was still running smoothly and just to see if there was anything interesting happening. And I did see everywhere and all over all social media that our king had released a terrifying looking portrait of him, basically his head just floating around in a fiery hellhole looking blood smeared mess of some kind, as you can see on the screen right now, you know. And you look at it and you think, okay, so it looks like he's burning in hell. All right. Straight away, it's like, well, that was an interesting take, wasn't it? What got me immediately is that there's a monarch butterfly right over his shoulder. And maybe you can see it there, maybe you can't. Maybe if I just zoom in on this, you'll be able to see it clearly. But there it is. There's the monarch butterfly just kind of floating over his shoulder. And you could say immediately, well, you know, monarch, he is a monarch, he is a king, therefore that makes sense. But we know, you know, the monarch butterfly is a symbol for MK Ultra mind control. You know, it's a symbol of somebody who's been fractured mentally and can then be used as a tool in some way through mind control manipulation. Somebody who's gone through the monarch MK Ultra mind control programming system has been abused severely and tortured and punished and has had the brain, the mind, broken into alters and egos and fractured in a way into multiple personalities, which can be triggered through words, you know, and symbols and signs to make them act and do things without them even remembering it. Is this a hint to tell us that even the king is a victim of MK Ultra mind control? You know, even Charles himself is one of them. He is just a complete and total puppet under mind control, and probably is hasn't had a true thought of his own in his entire life. He's just been completely. He has handlers. You know what I mean? He's just a figurehead for the public. He's like a drone. When he's not in public, he's probably switched off, you know, just shuts down. Is that what's really going on here? Or like I someone just said there, Celine just said they're just trolling us by this point. I mean, look at him. He's literally, if it's not that he's a victim through the obviously the bringing up of there of the monarch butterfly. See if we can zoom in a bit more there. If he's not saying that he's a victim here through symbolism, is it also just outright telling us, yeah, this guy's satanic as hell? Like, this guy is a true Baphomet, Satan, Lucifer worshipping monster who's committed heinous crimes against humanity that we just never know about, represented in this smug, pride-filled stance, wearing his medals drenched in blood in the color red, you know, and all these type of things. Is that what this is just telling us? Who knows, you know, and I know people have gone out there and done all sorts of wild things, like mirror the image and turn it upside down and flip it and you know, and what you find are odd shapes appearing, which people have equated to being Baphomet symbols and horned devils and all sorts of things. But when this something like this gets released, you can't help but think, like, are you serious? Like, you already know the world thinks you're a member of some high satanic cult. You already know people are very, you know, don't trust you because they think you're into some dodgy stuff. And you go ahead and do this. This is just like narcissistic gaslighting at its finest, isn't it? When you really think about it. It's like, let's play into it. And we could try and be fair here to Charles, you know, and we could say maybe it's the artist. Maybe he didn't know the artist would do something like this. Well, funnily enough, there have been articles released since this where the artist has been interviewed about why he chose this specific color palette. So if I just get these articles up quickly and let's just read it. And it's the same usual, just pretentious nonsense, okay? Just twaddle. Right? It's just release this article to the public to satisfy their needs and to quash any conspiratorial thinking on the matter. So if I bring this up here it is. Ignore the Rishi Sunak image there. Artist reveals why his portrait of the king is so red. Okay, so Jonathan Yeo says he enjoyed the internet memes of his painting of monarch generated. Okay, so it says here the artist who painted the king's latest portrait has revealed why the artwork is so red. It was unveiled by the monarch at Buckingham Palace on Tuesday. It depicts the king wearing the uniform of the Welsh Guards against a red backdrop. The unusual portrait has divided opinions amongst royal fans and social media users, with some saying the large swaths of red made them uncomfortable, and it looked like the monarch was in hell. Yeo said he got over the mixed reactions early on and was amused by the internet's memes the portrait generated. My younger daughter was so much too keen to show me all the crazy stuff about the painting on TikTok, he told the Sunday Times. She's 17 and had the best day of her life with all the conspiracies about the painting, saying, "I'm a Satanist and Illuminati." Now, that right there, that's gaslighting. Okay, that right there is like all these idiots out there saying I'm part of some secret society cabal. Ha 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 ha! What a joke! Aren't those people idiots saying stuff like that? Only people who make silly memes on TikTok think stuff like that. Even my daughter, who's 17, is laughing at it. Even a child can understand that's a ridiculous thing to say. And it's kind of like, nah, mate, you painted this. You put a monarch butterfly right here, which is a high satanic symbol that represents mind control and satanic fracturing in personalities, next to an image of the king surrounded by blood and flames. You're definitely in on this. It's something going on here, you know what I mean? Now, I'm not so much about the whole people flipping the images to make Baphomet symbols appear or find it. This, to me, has never held any help. I never thought this held any water. I was never into this type of conspiracy where it's like, oh, well, if you look here, it looks like a devil with horns. You know what I mean? It's kind of with eyes. That's Baphomet right there. You know what I mean? You can see the eye here, the two horns coming up to the hands. And it's kind of like, yeah, but pareidolia is still a real thing, you know? And we tend to do look for faces and stuff where they're not there. And this type of stuff does make us look stupid. I'm sorry, it does, okay? The painting, the portrait itself is enough already to raise eyebrows and point question and question and show that there's something dodgy going on. You don't have to go to these extremes here to prove your point any further, really. It kind of negates the point more once you do it, you know? It kind of just makes people who think about this type of stuff look like nut jobs. When already everything's already there. There's already enough there to show us that this is a satanic nod and a wink to those who know this is a symbol. This is it, you know, this is telling us the truth in plain sight. This is their revelation of the method technique, you know. It's already there. You don't need to flip it and mirror it and point to patterns and shapes and interpret things like that. You don't have to do that. It says here, as far as why he chose, oh, sorry, it says he added, no matter what you do with a picture, no matter how obvious you think the story you're telling is, someone's going to read something else into it. As for why he chose to use so much red in the portrait, the 53-year-old said he wanted to tone and distract from the king's brightly colored uniform, which was already red. I thought the red will really distract, he told the paper. Adding his solutions was to instead cover the whole painting in crimson. That may also have had a psychological backing because I had a heart attack in March when I was painting this. He says, but certainly none of that what I was conscious of. It was just, I like this colour. So there's nothing to it other than he just likes the colour red. That's basically his excuse for why he used red. Oh, I just like the colour. I wanted to distract away from his uniform and I like the colour red. It's just that simple, guys. There's nothing else to it other than that. And you know, already knew what he wanted to do with the face when he started it. He focused more on the medals, he says, than anything else. He repainted the medals many times. I thought this was funny. The new painting measures in at 8 foot 6 inches by 6 foot 6 inches. So you got this nice 666 there, like. I don't know if again if that's looking too much into it. But that is there. Take for that what you will, whether that means anything or not. So he had four sittings with the king to do this. It took place in November of 2023 and was just finished recently. And yeah, so there you go. So the artist himself actually is quite a famous artist who is in high demand. He is. Everyone wants to hire him to do a port and have a portrait done of him. All the famous people want a portrait done by this guy, you know, so that's why he's just a hot thing for portraiture, and that's why he was chosen to do this. But the thing is, like, he seems like a bit of an insider if he is the guy all the people who are rich and famous hire to do the portraits, you know what I mean? So he's probably clearly in on it already. He's rubbed shoulders with the right people, he's hobnobbed with the right people, you know. Here he is painting, I think, is that Elton John? I don't know who that is. Looks like Elton John, doesn't it? You know, he's done this before. It's not his first time. There's the red background again. This is what he does. You know, he paints famous people for a living. So he's in with the famous people. You know what I mean? He's probably met a few people and seen a few things himself. He's probably a part of a few clubs that we just don't know about to be able to be chosen all the time to paint all the famous people. That's just what he does. It's his thing. That's his thing. That's his shtick. I thought it was interesting that he did a self-portrait, I think, where he made himself look like this black and white fractured patterned individual, which could be an MKUltra reference, could be a Freemasonic reference with the black and white checkerboard, but it could also be a reference to the black and white fractaled entities trapped in the astral realms, the disembodied spirits of the Nephilim, who often appear like this to people, where we get our modern clown influence from today. If you don't already know that, guys, if you haven't heard me talk about that enough already, that's certainly there. So yeah, this guy is not new to the game. Painting famous people and the rich and influential is what he does. He clearly knows a thing or two. He's seen a thing or two. He's not ignorant. So when you look at this portrait he did, including the monarch butterfly there, he has a perfect plausible deniability, doesn't he? Oh, well, you know, monarch, king. That's it, really. Nothing else to it, you know. But when you know what the monarch butterfly really represents in mind control, that's enough. I think it's clear. And it's only for those who understand symbols with the eyes to see and the ears to hear who will recognize that. You know, it's not something everybody will recognize. It really isn't. But once you know these things, you can't really unsee it. And it does become pretty obvious, you know. And again, maybe they're just trolling us by this point, if that's what it comes down to. They're literally just trolling us by this point. It's way out there in the open. It's right in our face. They're not even hiding it anymore, you know. They don't even care. They're just whatever. No one cares anymore. No one sees it anyway. And besides, everyone thinks Satanism's really cool. I mean, did you see the latest where is it? The latest, let me get a picture of this up. Eurovision Song Contest, Eurovision Island. So we had, is it Bambi Thug? Do a song called Doomsday Blue or something like that. And I can't play it for you because obviously, you know, copyright and stuff. But if I just let that advert go off in the background or whatever's going on here. Yeah, so you know, you have this. Obviously, I think was it in Malmo, which I think is Sweden, this was done on a cross. This performance was done by the Irish delegate, which looks like an epic, like film choreographed piece where she is basically a satanic priestess doing some kind of summoning ritual where she pulls a demon out of the ground, and goes in front of the moon, so she's an Isis analog, isn't she there? And I think the other is he supposed to be Osiris? I don't know. So kind of Celtic paganism kind of mashed into this. And there she is on a pentagram, literally doing a summoning ritual, fracturing the ground, creating a portal to the underworld while screaming satanic stuff, then wearing obviously the transgendered colors there on her clothing. I believe she's non-binary or something like that, or claims to be pushing that agenda along with it. And then it just gets more overtly satanic as it goes on. And it's just blatant Satanism. There's no subtlety to it at all. Like, it's just clear as day, a satanic ritual just done to millions of people, you know, to this saying crown the witch at the end or whatever this means. But you see this, you know, this doesn't look any different to me than what I was pointing out the other, not that long ago with Inico, that's it. Inico. Who again, I think she identifies as something similar, like a transgender non-binary, doesn't identify with that type of thing. But wait, was it King's Ransom or so, King's Affirmation or something like that? And this was basically another summoning ritual with a circle she did where they summoned the demon. And then at the end, there's this whole crowning ceremony thing that happens at the end of the music video. Let me get this up quickly. Yeah, in this pit. And then at the end, she sits on a crown. crowning the witch, okay? And they give her the crown, you know, they put it on her head here. Then they have this Bambi Thug ending with crowning the witch as well. And this floating halo here of orange light is no different than the album cover for this song, which is. Have a look. This thing, this glowing circular crown of some kind. Here she has it on her head again, this glowing circular golden crown. Here she is Nephilimifying herself to the nines, you know, with the red hair and the white skin, going for the demonic stuff. And here she is representing herself as the Lucifer adorned in jewels and diamonds, you know, a Lucifer analog. It's one thing or the other, and this is just more of the same. And you can see more of rituals like this being done on a public scale all the time. I think the winner, which was from Switzerland, though not m overtly satanic in the way it looked, what this guy was singing about was what was the verse? Let me get the transcript up. This is the safest way I can do it without getting totally like shut down with copyright strikes, by the way. But if I get the verse up, I went to hell and back to find myself on track. I broke the code. Like, I am right, just give it some time. Now I've found paradise, I broke the code. Yeah, this is probably a really bad translation. But it basically says, I went to hell and back and I broke the code. I figured it out. I figured out what we need to do to transcend and all this type of stuff. It's basically what he's saying. More New Age nonsense. While he's on this circular disc spinning all the time, you know, and saying, I've cracked the code, guys. And then he's right in front of an eclipse at the end. And I thought, well, hang on, we've just had this eclipse. Everybody's already on edge that, you know, 30 days later or something like that, with this being the sign of Jonah, the warning prior to this, something drastic and terrible is about to happen. It's kind of like they're just feeding this fuel, aren't they? They're giving us signs and symbols so obvious now to make everybody believe that tribulation's about to pass or something like that, or on some subconscious level, like their plans coming to fruition finally or something. I don't know what's going on, but it's just more nonsense, isn't it? Absolutely more nonsense. And I do believe there's an extreme controversy over this Eurovision Song Contest this time around, because Israel was performing. And it was a highly politically charged anti-Palestinian performance by Israel or something like that. And there was being mass boos off stage, and it was all censored, and I don't know, all sorts of weird stuff was going on politically during this show, which was just odd. But the production value for the Eurovision Song Contest is through the roof. The amount of camera angles and performances and the detail that went into all these performances. Each one was like a music video in its own right. It's funny, like when I was growing up, Eurovision Song Contest was the cheesiest artist you could imagine in the worst costumes ever, singing in the worst, just the worst songs ever for a laugh, you know. And now it's just turned into a representation of high satanic agenda pushing ultra-liberalism of some kind. It's really bizarre. And I don't know, it's. Can we? Is this anything new? You know, people are shocked and appalled that, oh, it's such blatant Satanism now in the public type of thing. But I mean, is it that shocking? Really? Like, they've been doing this for like a decade, all the time. They're always doing this. There's always another one of these. This is always happening, you know, all the time. Doja Cat did it not that long ago, didn't she? Literally dressed like a demon in a music video, you know? It's not new, and people need to stop being shocked by this and to realize that yes, this is the industry. This is it. That's the point. This is what they're doing. You know, they're always trying to get more and more people desensitized to this. It is the new norm, you know, and it's a part of their identities, you know, and it's something you're a bigot if you go against it. It's just freedom of religion, you know. This is their religion. You have to respect it, type of stuff. And it's kind of like they're playing us. You know, they're just playing us. And yeah, I don't know. I'm exacerbated and tired of all this stuff. And I do feel, like I said, in light of this whole millennial reign theory, It's shifted my perspective drastically in how I interpret these things. It really has, because I do feel like they are, it's a huge, giant gaslighting attempt. I feel like they're purposefully being so overt with it because they want us to believe it's the time before Jesus comes. You know, we're always going to be in that time, aren't we? And these are the signs of the times. You know, these are the things we're seeing now where it's kind of like people are just as it was in the days of Noah, sort of thing, you know. Everybody's given themselves over to sin and lust and to Satanism and to false gods and all these type of things. It's kind of, and this is, like I said, just as I described, my description there of Florida is not representative of all of America and Americans. This performance here is not representative of all of Ireland and the Irish people. This, maybe, you know, the Irish are not summoning demons every single day of the week like in this style. Maybe on a Tuesday, but not every day, you know. This is and it's kind of, I feel like because the systems in place and the medias we have are consistently pumping out this satanic symbolism all the time, it makes Christian-minded people, and even just everyday people now, think this is the norm, like everybody's doing this and acting like this and thinking like this. When I think the silent majority of people are looking at this, scratching their heads, thinking, what the hell? This does not represent anybody or anything. Nobody's really doing this. Like, this is like 0.00000013% of the population that is actually acting like, dressing like, and taking things like this seriously, you know what I mean? But because they are so incredibly overrepresented now in our media, it gives this illusion that we're living in a satanic hellhole type thing, and that's far worse than we can imagine. And I'm not saying things are good, they're not by any stretch of the imagination, but it can give this false sense of like God and Jesus isn't truly in control. No, like the devil does have it all going on for them right now. And at the end of the day, I don't think the devil has any real power. He can just give the illusion that he has power through means like this. But if we are in the short season, then Satan's already a defeated enemy. It's already over for this guy. Jesus is already ruling from his city, you know, and is about to be the final great white throne judgment and the end of time and a new heaven and a new earth, you know. This is just kind of, it's a show, isn't it? Maybe we're supposed to see through it. Maybe that's the point. Maybe this is Satan overplaying his hand to the point where it's game over. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm thinking here, you know, I'm thinking out loud. Like, why? What would the controllers truly have to gain for being so overtly, obviously cheesy style satanic with their media, with these portraits, with these public displays? Like, you'd think they'd be smart enough to realize it's not clever to do that, right? If they really wanted to be secretive, you know, and then key stay under the radar and not get caught. It's like, you know, they want us to see this. They want us to think Satanism is everywhere and ruling the world, and I think it is to rile up people into thinking Jesus is about to return, that rapture's about to happen. It's all that type of stuff, you know. And when true, you know, true Luciferians, true Satanists, people who, you know, work for Lucifer, like the rebellious angel and his army of rebellious angels, you know, and communicate with Nephilim spirits and demons and are orchestrating and controlling the world, they don't look like this. They don't really act like this, you know. This is like a cartoon Satanism. This is a caricature. But this is what you see everywhere all the time. It's what they want you to think, looking out for. And, you know, they don't really act or dress this way. It's an internal belief. It's more subtle. You know, it's more subtle than that. And I think, like you said, the truth is, this is Satan's season. This is his little season. This is his time. And he's clearly trying to like fake some. He's trying to keep people in the mindset that Jesus must be about to return any minute, right? Like this must be, tribulation must be about to happen, you know, and this is how it's being done, through this overt cheesiness, because most people don't understand the bigger picture stuff, the millennial kingdom may have come stuff. They don't get that, and they don't really understand what Satanism should look like. You know, they think then, I guess, does this stuff maintain the stereotype in people's minds? I don't know. You tell me, guys. I'm trying to figure this out as best I can. It's hard. It's really difficult to contextualize it well enough, because it's just so over the top. And they clearly, they're pointing the cameras at stuff like this because they want us to see it. But to what true end? Is it to fill the world with so much obviously satanic stuff that when Lucifer comes and offers his alternative, it seems like something different because it looks like God and Jesus and godliness and lovingness and angels and light and love? Then is it when it's actually just the same thing with the different, more colourful, lighter, loving skin? Is that what they're trying to do? Trying to trick people into accepting Luciferianism over Satanism or something. I know that, and I'm sure Lucifer will pose as Jesus in that moment and pretend to be the savior come to save mankind or something. You know, it's hard. Selene says, all designed to make the false savior appear beautiful in comparison so people more readily accept it. Exactly, yeah. So yeah, you're thinking along the same lines as me, yeah. This is what I mean. It's kind of, it's the whole, the false light replacing the darkness, you know. It's kind of get people to accept the false light of Lucifer in comparison to the dark satanic stuff that's being shipped out in front of us all the time. It's got to be something like that in preparation for gathering that army for the final war at the end of time, you know, against the camp of saints. You know, the Gog and Magog gathering of the army of the number of the sands of the sea. And, you know, there's 9 to 10 billion people here right now. It's a lot of people, you know. Are we getting to that number now? Who knows? The sea in the Bible, as far as I'm aware, it's always referring to multitudes of people. So as numbers of the sands of the sea could literally be a translation of a lot of people. and each grain of sand is a person. I get the symbolism, but it's kind of something's got to give soon, I guess, because they're getting more and more overt with the obvious Satanism. It's kind of like a normie, for example, you know, just a normal person who's never thought about anything like this ever. They see that portrait of the king, they're going to start thinking some things, okay? They're going to look at that and go, whoa, that looks like a stereotypical image of an evil person surrounded by the flames of hell and death and blood and misery, okay? They're going to look at that and go, yeah, that ain't right. And it's going to make them start to question power structures and things and people and leaders. And it's inevitably going to lead them to the conclusions of, well, the world is being run by Satanists. And is that like the point? Is that where they want them to go? Is that the conclusion they want people to start coming to? So then they can, when the world teacher appears, who seems like a loving being of light energy, comes, it's kind of like, you know, this thing's going to come and save us from all the evil consciousness people that exist around us, the negative energy people, you know. However New Age, whatever New Age spin this thing's going to put on his appearance, I don't know. But something's afoot, isn't it, guys? You've got to agree. It feels gaslighty. It feels odd. They are doing that to slowly bring Satan into fashion. Look at the metal bands in the 80s. Now hip-hop and pop have devils everywhere. It's to normalise it. Yeah. Yeah. Paul, have you been following the P. Diddy stuff? I actually haven't. No, someone's gonna have to fill me in on what that's all about. Perhaps another time, because guys, it's 3 a.m. in the morning in the UK. My jet lag has caught up to me, and I am finally tired. I'm gonna go to sleep. I'm gonna wake up in 5 to 6 hours, and I am going to start moving stuff into my new house and wait for a carpet fitter to come round and stick around for him to do that. So I do have to go to sleep, guys. But here we go, 50,000 sub live stream, bit of a back and forth, a bit of a celebration, a bit of a tongue in cheek ribbing towards my American friends out there, because I have been to America recently. Please don't take what I said too personally about America, guys. I say it with love, okay? And I tell you with truth and honesty, my honest observations from my first visit to America, to Florida. Okay. I'm not saying I hate America or Americans. I'm just saying I noticed a thing or two which are just not to my taste. Okay. That happens. It happens. But yeah, guys, there we go. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll be back soon with another live show and maybe some videos when I can get around to it. But like I said, I'm a very busy guy right now. I am in the middle of moving house. I've come straight back from a holiday, straight into the process of moving an entire all my property. So it's a bit of a stressful, busy time period for me. So I am gonna have to get going, guys, and get some sleep and crack on with that. And I will, like I said, that I'm gonna try my best to get some stuff out in these last few days to the end of the month when the transition to this house has to be finished. I'll try and do some stuff. But if there's a bit less content over the next week or two, you know why. I am busy moving house. So that's what it's coming down to. If you want to support me and help me in any way, guys, please consider becoming a member of Patreon. $5 a month will get you access to a backlog of videos and anything extra that comes along the way, all the after show chats that I'll be doing with future guests. I will be doing another talk with the hijacker, who I believe has just retired from radio just a week ago. I'm going to get him back on to discuss more of his ideas on the millennial reign. I believe Vinny B wants to get in touch with me again and have a chat. I'll be having Vicky Joy Anderson again and Beau Kennedy from the Bump podcast. I also want to reach out to a few other channels myself and get them on. I would like to get Jay Dreamers on if he's about, but for some reason we're failing to communicate. I don't think my email address is working for him or something, or he can't get my email address. I'm not sure what's going on there, but hopefully we can get Jay Dreamers on. I'm gonna catch up with Joe and Alpha Talks as well. And JC follows sorry, JT follows JC. I like to reconnect with those guys. I'm gonna see if I can get some new people on the channel too in the future. That would be great. I'm gonna figure some stuff out. Just a quick shout out. There is a channel, a very new small channel, who I've been listening to recently. He does a weekly show called The Sunday Service, and I actually really enjoy it, you know, and I just like listening to his voice. So if you guys are curious, I guess I'll share it here. You can go check out this guy, show him some support, see what you think. I'll just get it up quickly so I can share it with you. It's called The Cult of Con, and again, it's a brand new, from what I can see, he's a pretty much brand new channel. He's you know he does his thing, and he I don't know, I like the way he talks. That's all I can say. So a bit of a shout out there to the Cult of Con. Go check him out. This is his channel if you're interested. I'll quickly share it. There you go. Yeah, this guy here. Go check it out. He seems like I think he's like in maybe 30, late 20s or something like that. I'm not sure, but he's a Christian. He does his thing. He says his thing. I think he might have some beliefs about Europa and Europe, and then that I'm not really bothered about myself or into. But he's a new channel, and I like listening to his voice. And I think you guys might listen to it too. So go check that out if you haven't already. Just something new. Maybe I'll get him on to talk someday. I don't know. Just to share his views and ideas as well. But yeah, that's his thing. Go check that guy out. Otherwise, he's not paid me to say this. This is just a new channel I've come across, which doesn't have many subscribers. But I kind of like this. I like finding new upcoming channels. You know, I like that. And I find listening to people who don't have a lot of subscribers. I like it. You know, I think they have a lot to say, That channels who get big tend not to say as well. You know what I mean. I think you know what I'm saying when I say that. You know, and it's nice to just find new talent out there, I guess. Just listen to what they have to say, and just listen to people's opinions and thoughts. And he's trying. You know, he's consistent. He doesn't get many views yet, but I like him. I like his voice. It reminds me of a young Terence McKenna he sounds the same. It's Terence McKenna. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what I'm getting at there. But yeah, guys, I'm going to leave that there with that little shout out there to that channel, which I've enjoyed while I've been on holiday when I've got the odd chance to listen to a video. I think it was his birthday not that long ago as well. So say happy birthday to the guy. But yeah, I'm going to leave that there, guys. Thanks for listening. And as always, God bless.